Father Alejandro and myself went out for dinner the other night, and we went to Brajas, which is delicious food. And I like to think of food, but also so I got the, if you've eaten at the restaurant before, I had the burrito Braja, which is like the biggest burrito they have, I think. Like I physically could not eat the whole thing by far, and part of the way I get it is because then I have leftovers. But that burrito has everything in it, literally everything, right? The beans, the rice, the chicken, the steak, the shrimp, the cheese on top of it, and then it has, you know, all the Guatemala and the shrimp and the cheese again. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's delicious. So I was able to eat the whole thing like for two full meals. All right, that is what in the spiritual world, in St. Paul's writing of Rome to the Romans. That's how deep it is, with everything in it. Like, it's everything there, and really, you can't just read it once or twice or three times. You have to soak it in, because there's so many different parts of it. And at the surface level, and it isn't really a surface level, actually, but today, as it's a morning mass, this is... Romans 5 is one of the most important chapters in the book of Romans from St. Paul. Because you're basically talking about Adam versus Jesus Christ. Adam, the one that made the one decision, one act, to basically welcome sin into all humanity. And then you have Jesus, with one act, his death on the cross, to justify us, even though we too are sinful people. And that where sin increased, grace overflowed all the more. So that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through justification for eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.